today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, is that a graduation cap you're wearing?
It is, Jim. What do you think?
I think I'm not sure why you're wearing it.
Oh, today's my graduation from Chime School.
Okay, Patrick.
Jim.
How you doing there?
I'm doing well,
What's happening?
Not much. You know, just being Patrick. More than anything else.
Here's the thing. It's New Music Week.
Yeah.
November New Music Week because it's now December and the weather outside is frightful. Actually, it's kind of nice right now. Unseasonably warm.
Yep.
Right now as we're recording this. But anyway, it's December, so we'll look back at November New Music. We're going to do a different thing this month. You and I are going to do a combined episode. We're each going to have picks in this episode today. Then tomorrow, the interns. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the listeners. All right?
We'll do that.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
But before we get into new music, we need to do a triumphant Suburbs Pod game break.
Oh, yes.
Your Washington spirit, I mean everyone listening to this.
Our team.
Are the champions of the NWSL. How about that?
That's amazing, Jim. It was one of those playoff kind of stories where the team got hot at the right time. And I'll tell you, Trinity Rodman is the real deal. She's the real deal. She's pretty much was the heart and soul of that team getting to lift the trophy. So it was amazing.
Yes. Washington Spirit defeated the Chicago Red Stars 2-1.
In extra time. Yeah, it was
final
great.
Final game. Yeah, in extra time. Now, here's the thing. You know much more about soccer than I do. Is Trinity Rodman going to be like a future national team star, do you think?
I would sure hope so. Yeah, if they don't pick her, they're not picking the right people. So she's that good.
I mean, she's only like 19 years old right now, so yeah. I can see why maybe she's not making the national team at this point. But pretty soon, don't you think she's going to get that call up?
Yeah, she should get the call up. And, you know, the interesting thing, folks, not to go off on a tangent about Trinity Rodman, is that she eschewed playing college soccer and went straight to the pros. And I think that's a trend that's going to continue because, you know, injuries and you can get bogged down in college soccer and it's a long season. There's a lot of games. And the more the women's professional game develops, and I think the development of the Women's Super League in England is very, very important to that global trend, the more you're going to see these young stars just going right to the NWSL. And that's good for the league. It really is.
I'm going to tell people something here, and I really mean this. You know, next year, if you live in a city that has a NWSL team,
absolutely.
Go. Absolutely. It's really a lot of fun.
It is.
It's a lot of fun. It's not terribly expensive. You probably get good seats, and you see, you know, world-class athletes.
Incredible and athletes, yes.
It's amazing. Yep. And there's such energy, too. You can tell the fans who go to these games are really into it.
Yep.
It gets sort of a different fan base than a lot of other American sports, and they're very passionate about it. And I think it's the best atmosphere of the pro sports around D.C. I really mean that.
Yeah.
I really love going to those games.
Great point, Jim. And I'll tell you, too, if any, you know, listeners out there have been a parent of a, you know, travel player in any sport, you'll appreciate the effort and the dedication that these athletes have put in, because they put in a lot of their lives to get to the point they are. And it's great to watch them play. It really is.
It's so cool. And it's so cool when you go to a game and you see like parents with like younger kids than mine. Mine are, you know, pretty grown now. Right.
Yep.
But when you see parents of like younger kids of mine, and you see, you know, parents of these like young girls who are wearing the like jersey of the, you know, these women soccer players, these soccer stars, and they're like into it just the way that like I was into like the Detroit Tigers back in the day when I was a kid. You know what
it's
I mean?
Great.
Like these are their heroes, and it's fun to watch that because, like I said, it's a bit of a different atmosphere than you might see in other places, but in a like really good way, like in an exciting way.
Yeah, so, totally. Well said.
Do that.
And we're the champs, man.
I know.
We are the defending champs now.
That's exactly. Awesome. I assume that I'm part of the parade. I think I'm part of the parade as a big fan. I'm not sure, but I might be. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Where are we? New music. Okay, so we're gonna do this combined episode. I'm gonna do two picks.
Cool.
And let's see. I'm gonna start off with this song here. Okay, that is Talking to Myself by Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, which is a band we've played before on the pod, I know. I know that there are some listeners who are really into this band, including, I believe, Barrett Reese, I believe is a big fan, and Phil Ingrassia, another one.
Yep.
But they have a new album coming out in February. It's called Night Roamer, and this is an advanced single, Talking to Myself, and I just think it's a really... It's just got a great vibe to it, right?
It does.
Like a good groove, but also like it's like just the right kind of like mix of what am I looking for? The right, it's like that Goldilocks thing. It's like it's not too heavy, it's not too light. It's like right in the middle. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, you're right.
It's like just right, you know?
Yep. And it's got that booty shaking feeling with the beat and the bass and all that. It's very good.
Yep. So there you go. Check that out. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. And again, that album is Night Roamer, and they are on 30 Tigers.
Sweet.
Okay. The next song here is by a band who a listener recommended back in like 2019. It was like one of the year-end favorites thing. And so then, like, of course, you know, it's kind of like we always talk about, like, you start following all these bands based on what other people recommend and what they play, right?
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of times I'll, like, you know, favorite them or like them or whatever you call it, follow them on Spotify. So then the stuff shows up for me, you know, in the feed.
Yeah.
In the release radar and stuff like that. So I heard this one here by a band called Young Gov. And again, it's another advanced single for an album that will come out next year. And the song is called Low, Low, Lonely.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's Young Gov, Low, Low, Lonely. Stephen Routledge alert. Calling Stephen Routledge. Sounds a bit like Teenage Fan Club, I think. It's got some of those same elements. Young Gov is the work of Ben Cook, who used to be in the band Effed Up. You know that band.
I do, very much.
Canadian band, yeah. And as Young Gov, he put out a double album in 2019 called Gov 1 and Gov 2. Mm. And then sometime in 2022, there will be a new double album called Gov 3 and 4. So
let's hope
this
so.
This song is from that. Right. So there you go.
Very cool. And, I love it when you're going to take a guitar break that early in a tune. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we're 45 seconds in. Let's take a guitar break. Why not?
I also want to say real quickly, the Spotify Wrapped thing came out this week. I don't know if you look at yours. Where your stats from the year.
Just recently,
and all that.
Yeah.
And my number one genre that came up was power pop.
Nice.
So I was happy about that. And here's more evidence of it. I'm getting a head start on 2022.
Good. Yeah, absolutely, man. It was great. Love that a lot. Very chunky, very meaty, and yet very delectable.
All right. So what do you got?
Well, Jim, I'll tell you. I got a confession before I do anything else. I did not listen to a ton of new music in November. Two reasons. One, there's not a ton of, you know, stuff that comes out comparatively like to the other months in November, because there's a lot of reasons, right? We're getting ready for the holidays and, you know, maybe you're going to put like a gift set, box set album out and stuff like that. So it's a tough market. And number two, and I know this goes against every rule of podcasting, but hell, we're like 1500 episodes in. So I got totally hooked on another podcast that I've been listening to. And I got to say, Scott Parks, man, did this to me. Not did it to me, but turned me on to this. There's an amazing podcast, folks, called Dollar Country.
Uh-huh.
Go to dollarcountry.org. And the whole podcast is just about a guy who buys $1 country 45s and plays the weirdest ones he can find.
Oh,
amazing. And just, you know, I don't want to go on too much about this, but really, you should check it out. Dollarcountry.org. Just don't leave us for Dollar Country, please. Finish your summer spot, and then you can go over there. So just getting that out of the way. Now, I did find two things that I think are really interesting. One, Jim, have you heard of Richard Dawson?
Richard Dawson, the actor and game show host?
No, not that Richard Dawson.
Oh, okay.
There's an English folk musician called Richard Dawson. And I would describe him probably as, you know, it's a term that was around for a while, you know, like freak folk. You know, there was just people that were taking folk music and stretching it out. And obviously England, the UK, the British Isles have a long, long tradition of folk music, and differs a little bit from what we might think of as folk music in America, right? It's not based in maybe so much like Woody Guthrie and Leadbelly and the Weavers and all that, but it's more based on traditional songs that were sung in Scotland and Wales and England.
Right.
And, you know, it's just different, right? It has more of a almost a Celtic kind of, you know, ancient feel than what we think of as folk. But he's put a few albums out. He's from Newcastle. And weirdly enough, and this is just, I love this record because it's so weird. He collaborated with this band from Finland called Circle, who've been around since the 90s. And Jim, I'll tell you, Circle once put out a 7-inch single on VHF Records, the same same label that some other bands are on. And I'll tell you, that's how weird they are. So anyway, Richard Dawson and Circle collaborated. The album is called, I'll get it for you here one sec. The album is called Henki, H-E-N-K-I. So if you want to look that up on Spotify, H-E-N-K-I.
Got it. Okay.
It's written from the point of view of a seed that's like 3,000 years old. And it's all about this seed just kind of hanging around for a long, long time. And, you know, it's a super complex record. The shortest song probably is, you know, 6 minutes. They're all between 6 and 12, Jim. They're 7 songs. So why don't we hear a little bit of the second song called Ivy, and maybe you'll get a little bit of hint of what we're going for. But again, this is about germination and unfolding, so you really need to spend a lot of time with the record. But it's just inconceivably weird to me that you would write a concept album from the perspective of a 3,000-year-old seed.
All right, here we go.
When I used to live here as a poacher of men, Ivy made a mustache round the door. Now that the people have all but disappeared, there is only left the faint impression of a Cuban leaves. Tendrils search my boy in the art of dressing game, and gave him my granddad's knife on the day.
All right, that is pretty cool. I gotta say,
it's very cool. Yeah,
I quite enjoyed that, and I wasn't sure what to make of it. And here's what I will ask you. I think I seem to recall somewhere in the deep recesses of my mind, I think you mentioned before that you worked at a record store.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. I believe I have that correct. But anyway, what would have happened to you if you'd put this record on at the record store when people are shopping?
Yeah. And the other, I thought you were going to say, oh, so you don't like Genesis, but you like the Henke album.
Well, it did have a bit of a prog rock.
It's very proggy. It is, because yes. Circle's kind of a prog rock band, but I don't know what. It just struck me as so weird and so cool. And I like it, man. I just got into it. And there are times when you're like, is this a Rush album? Like, this is really good. So it's a real freaky album, people. You need to get out there and listen to it. Yeah. There's seven songs.
It draws
songs.
You in, though. That just listen to that. Just those couple of minutes, it draws you in, man.
Just like Ivy,
that's cool.
Creeping over things without you knowing it. Yes,
you can just tell that they commit.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like,
they're so
we
committed.
Are all in on this. Yep, I know. I like it.
It's a crazy concept. I think you'll like it, people. I think our audience will dig it. So check it out. It just came out in November. 7 songs, 55 minutes. It's called Henke. Yeah, by Richard Dawson and Circle. So get that record.
Nice. Okay.
Now, my second one, Jim, is a band that I don't necessarily want to say, like, I know a lot about this band, or that, you know, I discovered them, or I've been following them, or I even know much about the other bands that this guy was in. But I just feel like it's very important information to give to our audience. Okay. And the band is called Chime School. So when you got a name like that, you know, Rickenbackers are going to be involved, and harmonies, and like, you know, late 60s Birds kind of things. And also, you know, our kind of, you know, records that were made, you know, down in drive-in studio and all that. So there's a record by Chime School. I believe it's a self-titled record. And why don't we play some of the second song, Taking Time to Tell You.
Taking time to tell you, world's a war.
Yeah. I mean, that's got it all right there.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave that there, Jim, for our audience. I don't know much about the band. I know it's one guy from San Francisco who has been in a bunch of other bands, and I don't really know them, but I just wanted to leave that there for everybody. Discovered that on Bandcamp this month.
That's great. All right.
If you want to go to Chime School, Nick Scalera, go to Chime School.
All right, let's get out of here. Let's do the intern's new music tomorrow. Oh, we should mention, though, before we go, that now is the time. Now we're in December. Now is the time to get your best of the year calls in.
Put that together.
You know, keep it brief. We want to hear about a favorite album of 2021 or a favorite song of 2021, that sort of thing.
Yep.
And, you know, give us why. Give us, you know, a passionate explanation for what you think makes it so great. And you can call and leave a message,
612-440-1984.
Or you can email a voice recording to rock@suburbspod.com. And we're going to start soon recording those episodes.
Yeah, with, it's going to be exciting.
With those picks. So get those in. And we promise we'll get you something good in return on a more timely basis in 2022. 2022 will be our year,
yeah,
right?
I think that's right. Yeah, I like the way you put that, Jim.
Yes. Okay, so do that. All right, let's get out of here. We like to end on a cover. I found one thing that was kind of interesting here. Where is it now? It's a cover by a singer named...
Ace Frehley, and he's covering New York Groove. Nope.
Hollis Brown. Do you know Hollis Brown?
I don't.
You ever heard of this?
Not at all.
Well, I think you'll like this because he does a cover of Under My Thumb.
Sweet.
And there's been a lot of talk about the Stones lately with their successful tour that they just did. Yep. A lot of excitement. So let's keep that going. All right, here we go. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Go to Chime School.
Yahoo!